At the historic Watkins Glen International Layout, 2.45-mile road course. Kurt Becker with Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon alongside. We've heard from Chris Wilner and Steve Post. We'll check in with our turn announcers in just a few moments. Alex, this has already been a busy weekend here at the Glen.
Yeah, it has, Kurt. We started things off with the Arkham and Art Series General Tire 100. Tristan McKee turned 15 years of age this past Sunday. He picked up his first career win in his first career start. And then Corey Heim yesterday evening had to survive not one, not two, but three overtimes, and Corey Heim picked up the win in the Mission 176 at the Glen for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. And earlier today, Ryan Blaney picked up the pole position for the NASCAR Cup Series race tomorrow and the Go Bowling at the Glen.
Did that outcome from qualifying surprise you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney, just given off the history of his qualifying in the last handful of years here at Watkins Glen, has not been great. But he was able to come out and put down a great lap, and it's the same thing. History is great, tells you where you've been, but there's a reason why the windshield's much bigger than the rearview mirror.
This is so true, and it's our pleasure to bring you live coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Series here on this Saturday afternoon. Great to have you with us. Again, we'll have live coverage coming up tomorrow of the Go Bowling at the Glen. Right now, everybody just kind of getting organized down trackside. The drivers lining up along with their crews, standing alongside of their cars on the pit lane. As we get set to head back and get our pre-race ceremonies underway. Great to have you with us on the Motor Racing Network on this Saturday afternoon as one more time we go back downstairs.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats. And veterans, render a hand salute as the New York State Police Troop E Color Guard presents Our Nation's Colors. Here to offer today's invocation from Elmwood Avenue Baptist Church, Reverend David Fife.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the great weather you have provided for this year's running of the Mission 200 at the Glen. We ask your blessing upon this race, O Lord, and that each driver, course worker, and crew member will enjoy your hand of protection. Grant us a safe race and help us to remember that all things, all good things, come from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Here to perform the Canadian National Anthem, please welcome local recording artist Anna Hurt.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Here to perform the Star-Spangled Banner, please welcome from the United States Air Force Heritage Band of America, Staff Sergeant Julia Mishler.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Pre-race ceremonies wrapping up here at Watkins Glen. The drivers get their final fist bumps in. They'll swing a leg over the door and into the cockpit of their race cars. The NASCAR Xfinity Series is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to the racing field. The race up from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes off.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dictee Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Dictee Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Mission 200 at the Glen from Watkins Glen International. Brought to you by Mission Foods. Now that's too fast, too tasty. By Goodyear. Quality from the track to the street. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. By Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Back here at Watkins Glen International, as the drivers are climbed aboard their cars, just simply getting the helmets and seatbelts on right now. Flyby is still ongoing here at Watkins Glen after the national anthem. We've become accustomed to jets that come screaming by at a lower altitude, but Kurt Becker, the New York State Police helicopters, I think, one-upped them.
Well, they have. The helicopter just flew over the front stretch of the speedway at a low enough altitude we could virtually make eye contact with the pilot. Since it was the New York State Police, I thought the pilot was kind of focusing in on you.
Yeah, he was. I was a little concerned. And then he got downhill to the 90, and he actually went down a bit where we were taller or higher, I should say, than the helicopter, and he made his way all the way around the race course. So a really cool flyby by the New York State Police. Glad that all the state police folks are out here protecting everybody here at the Glen this weekend. Hope everybody stays safe all around New York State.
They do a terrific job and just about set to refocus our attention on the racetrack itself, because 82 laps, 200.9 miles, the distance here today. Stages will conclude at lap 20, at lap 40, and then lap 82 will mark the advertised distance of today's race. Yesterday, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series ended up in multiple overtimes before Corey Heim finally went to victory lane.
Three overtimes, to be exact. We'll see if this one plays out that way or not. Time now to get the party started. Let's go trackside for the command.
Watkins Glen, give a big NASCAR welcome to Butch Leitzinger. He's a professional race car driver, three-time champion of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and two-time IMSA World Sports Car Champion. Today, he is here to say the most famous words in motorsports. Take it away, Butch.
On behalf of Mission Foods, good luck to all the drivers today. Drivers, start your engines!
From State College, Pennsylvania, Butch Leitzinger, who raced here at Watkins Glen in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, in the NASCAR Cup Series, won multiple races here in sports car competition. He gives the command. We're one step closer to the green flag.
Mission Foods is proud to be the official tortilla, wrap, and tortilla chip company of Watkins Glen International. Fully loaded tacos, fast wraps, piled high nachos. Whatever you crave, Mission will help you be race ready with easy-to-make recipes that will take your race day to the finish line. So keep your racing delicious and enjoy all the mouth-watering action. Brought to you by Mission Foods. Now that's too fast, too tasty.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
We'll check the starting lineup next from Watkins Glen International. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting from 38th position today, that'll be Austin J. Hill. Garrett Smith-Lee will start from 37th. Rookie driver Christian Eckes rolls off 36th. Glenn Reen had a top five finish here yesterday in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. He will start from 35th. Preston Pardis goes 34th. Ryan Ellis, 33rd. Blaine Perkins, 32nd. Brennan Poole starts 31st.
Jeremy Clements will start 30th. Ryan Sieg starts 29th. Kyle Sieg will start 28th. Josh Balicki starts 27th. The 26th starter is Stephen Parsons, with Thomas Annunziata starting 25th. Matt DiBenedetto starts 24th. Jeff Burton goes 23rd, and Parker Retzlaff 22nd. Daniel Dye starts 21st.
The 20th starter, Anthony Alfredo. Rookie Dean Thompson starting from 19th. Austin Green goes from the 18th spot. Harrison Burton starts from 17th. Riley Herbst goes from 16th. Jesse Love is the 15th starter. Rookie Carson Quapple from 14th. Starting 13th, Brandon Jones. The 12th spot is where we find Michael McDowell, and Sheldon Creed will start 11th.
Austin Hill back with us after serving a one-race suspension. He'll start 10th. Justin Allgaier starts from the number 9 spot. Kaz Grala will go 8. Nick Sanchez is the 7th starter. Sammy Smith qualified 6th. William Sawalich will start in the 5th spot. Sam Mayer will start 4th. Taylor Gray goes 3rd. And on the front row, Shane Van Gisbergen starts 2nd. And Connor Zilich, one pole position, he'll lead the field to the green flag.
His time, 70.884 seconds for one lap around this 2.45-mile course for a speed of 124.429 miles per hour.
Field is just now beginning to roll off of the pit lane, so we'll take a swing around this race course to bring in three more voices who are poised and in position to call the racing action. Front straightaway here at Watkins Glen International goes from right to left across your radio dial. Once you pass the start-finish line, you begin to descend and stand on the brakes to get set for turn number 1, affectionately known as the 90. That's where they'll come into the view. From Barrie, Vermont, it's Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon once again, everyone. They call it the 90 for a very simple reason. It is a 90-degree right-hand corner. Not exactly flat, but not a lot of banking to help you out either. It's the one turn in this area of the racetrack where you can get off course without paying a major penalty. There's a considerable paved runoff area for drivers to get off. Drivers left that can come right back onto the racing surface with no harm done. From there on up, though, it is very, very narrow. A right-hand turn number 2 as they begin the climb uphill through the S's. A left-hand turn number 3 immediately follows, followed immediately yet again by another right-hand turn number 4. There is baby blue Armco barrier just feet from the racing groove on either side. This is not a part of the racetrack where you want to get off course. As they crest the hill in turn number 4 and spill out onto the back straightaway, they'll come into the view of the pride of Killingly, Connecticut, Kyle Rickey.
All right, thank you very much, Dave, and good afternoon, everybody. Once the cars exit turn 4, they will race onto that back stretch, a 4 to 5 second sprint surrounded by that same blue guardrail. Drivers will then jump hard on the brakes and begin to downshift for the inner loop. A quick right-left, left-right combination of corners that is narrow and where we often see contact, especially on the start and restarts. Had a lot of contact out here yesterday. It's also a good passing opportunity if executed just right. Now, once out of the inner loop, the cars will spill onto turn number 5, a long sweeping downhill corner where drivers can gain a lot of time by building speed through that corner and onto the short straightaway, and that's where they'll race in the view of Marlboro, New Jersey's Tim Catalfamo.
Thank you very much, Kyle Rickey. Good afternoon, everyone. Here in turn 6 and 7 this afternoon at Watkins Glen International, as Kyle said, when the field exits it's turn number 5, known as the carousel, they will head down a short and narrow straightaway that leads them to turn 6. There is that blue Armco barrier that is on either side of the drivers, and as I said, this straightaway is rather narrow, so the drivers have got to be careful as they race their way at full speed down into the left-hander, turn 6. There is curbing that the drivers will have to deal with on either side of them when they get to the corner. It is painted yellow, red, and blue, and there is a gravel trap at the exit of turn 6. Yesterday, we saw Connor Zilich in the Truck Series race get turned sideways and go into the gravel trap and had to get towed out. So that's something that you want to avoid if you're the drivers this afternoon. When they exit turn 6, they set up for the final turn on this road course, which is a right-hand turn 7 that'll dump them back out onto the front straightaway.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. That is a lap around the Watkins Glen International road course. 82 circuits today will make up the distance. We're moments from the start.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
A check of pit strategy when we come back from Watkins Glen International. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
About to go racing at Watkins Glen, but before we do, let's check on pit road. First, to the west end, pit exit, Steve Post.
Jesse Love has had a solid season here. Started the year off in Daytona with a win, and he has put together the most top 10 finishes of anybody in the series here with 15. But his team wants a victory. They finished second last week at Iowa and was pretty frustrated in the fact that they could only muster a 15th place finish. When we look at today's race at Watkins Glen, he was an 8th place finisher in this race last year. He also has an ARCA win here, so he feels pretty good about the car. Pre-race conversation with him and Danny Stockman is about save brakes. You got to have brakes to hustle the car at the end, and that's what Danny Stockman has preached to Jesse Love. Jesse going to start today in position number 15. Chris Wilner?
Well, what a season for Haas Factory Team that was amplified last week with Sam Mayer getting the team's first Xfinity Series win under the newly crowned Haas Factory Team banner. Now, the whole team in general has been contenders all season long, thanks to the also teammate for Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed. Of course, we've talked about it all over the course of the last couple of years. 14 times he's finished runner-up in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Here at Watkins Glen specifically, the last 2 years he's finished second. And I know Sheldon this afternoon told me that he was anxiously awaiting to be the first to get Haas Factory Team its first win. Well, it didn't come. It came to Sam Mayer, but he wants to be the one to go back-to-back. He has gained 82 points in the playoff deficit to put himself in position to put both cars into the playoffs for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, coming off four straight top 10 finishes. Now, the key of today for Sheldon Creed is to keep his car clean. He says it's easy to get off course. It's easy to get roughed up. But the fact that we start 11th, and it could have been a lot worse after practice earlier today, gives him optimism that they'll have the race pace to go up there with his teammate Sam to potentially contend for that win. So Todd, Kurt, we'll see what happens, but Sheldon Creed hoping to break that winless streak and streak of runner-up finishes.
We'll find out how that plays out. We've just gotten the one-to-go signal now. We'll go green flag racing next time by, so let's get a Goodyear tire update presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Yeah, these guys get to start on their qualifying tires, and they've got three sets of stickers laying in the box for them to use throughout the race. You need two stops to make this race happen, 82 laps. I think you can go close to 30 laps, maybe a little short of that on fuel, either plus or minus on it. We're going to see what everybody does here. Stages at 20 and 40, how do you handle those? Do you short pit stage one and then try to get to your fuel window beyond that? Do you stay out through one to get to a fuel window? Different strategies for different crew chiefs. Going to be interesting how this plays out.
Airtime tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern, for our coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series here from Watkins Glen. That'll be the Go Bowling at the Glen. But our focus here this afternoon, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, as this Mission 200 at the Glen, one of just four races remaining before the playoffs get underway.
As they make their way around, the teams have begun to double up two by two now as we get closer and closer to getting the green flag put in the air. And a perfect day to go racing here at Watkins Glen International. 83 degrees, very gentle breeze blowing here across the course as we sit high atop one of the big hills out here in the Finger Lakes region of New York. As we get closer and closer, Kurt, to the start of today's race, the field works their way into turn number six. In just a moment, the pace car will scoot away. Jason Brownlow at controls of that Toyota GR Super pace car begins to get away as we get set for the green flag to call the start of the Mission 200 at the Glen for the Motor Racing Network from Altamont, Illinois. Here's Kurt Becker.
Pace car heads to pit road. Here comes the field off the right-hand turn number 7. Connor Zilich, the pole sitter, will start from driver's right. Here they come down to the line. The green flag is in the air. Great start for Connor Zilich. He's already broken away by a couple of car lengths over Shane Van Gisbergen into turn 1.
Connor Zilich with a tremendous start will get away clean into turn number 1. Shane Van Gisbergen, though, less than a car length back on his bumper, followed by Sam Mayer, who rides in the third spot. Gray to the inside, looking to take that spot away. Driver's right as they race up through the S's. Can't get the job done. They'll all trail. Connor Zilich to the back straightaway.
That was Taylor Gray trying to take that third spot away from Sam Mayer. Mayer will hang on to P3 for now as they hit the top of the hill for the first time and race up the back straightaway into the bus stop. It is Connor Zilich, the race leader, been able to pull away by just a couple of car lengths over the second place car, Shane Van Gisbergen. Both of them tiptoeing away already from Sam Mayer in third as the front half of the field has singled out.
And they exit out of turn number 5 right now, headed down the short straightaway to turn number 6. It still is Connor Zilich, the leader, by about a car length or two over Shane Van Gisbergen. Third right now is Sam Mayer. Taylor Gray has fought his way to fourth, and William Sawalitz complete the top 5.
They get set to click off lap number 1 of 82 that make up the advertised distance. Connor Zilich has Shane Van Gisbergen in the rearview mirror, and as expected and as predicted, Dave Moody, those two drivers begin to tiptoe away.
Yeah, it took them a whole lap to stiff-arm the field and put 6, maybe 8 car lengths between themselves and the third-place automobile of Sam Mayer. SVG not letting Zilich get too far away. About a car length and a half is the lead for Connor Zilich up the hill. This battle right now continues to be for third. Taylor Gray pressuring Sam Mayer.
Mayer hangs onto that spot for now at the top of the S's and racing up the back straightaway. Just a car length between those two, Mayer and Taylor Gray. One more back to William Sawalich to round out the top 5. Top 2 continue to get away, led by Connor Zilich and Shane Van Gisbergen. They are 1 and 2 off of turn 5.
Best battle inside of the top 5 is for that third spot. That's where you have Sam Mayer trying to hold off Taylor Gray and William Sawalich. Behind them, the Sammy Smith automobile starting to feel the presence of Kaz Grala. Those two race single file out of turn 6, racing for the 6th position.
Big line of traffic from third all the way back to the tail end of the top 10, stacking up as they come back off of corner number 7. At the front of that line, you've got Sam Mayer. Taylor Gray is now looking toward driver's right as the battle for third heads back to turn 1.
Taylor Gray has been just keeping the pressure on Sam Mayer so far. Hasn't been able to bust a move yet, but this may be his opportunity. Gets a good run off turn 1. Pulls to the inside. Driver's right up through the S's. Mayer trying to hold him off. Not going to do it. Taylor Gray to the number 3 spot. Mayer back to the number 4 position. His problems aren't over yet. Here comes William Sawalich.
Sawalich looking to the inside off of turn number 4 and onto the back stretch, but tucks back into line 4 now. Just a car length behind Sam Mayer, who's back in fourth as they make their way through the inner loop. Taylor Gray, meanwhile, has cleared Mayer and has since been able to drive away by a couple of car lengths in that third spot.
And as all this is happening, the front 2 of Connor Zilich and Shane Van Gisbergen continue to get further away. It is about 10 or 15 car lengths from where Shane Van Gisbergen is running right now in the 2nd position to the now new 3rd place runner of Taylor Gray.
Further back, Justin Allgaier is under attack. Allgaier's there with Nick Sanchez, Austin Hill, Michael McDowell. This is basically 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th on back. Pretty good race there. Allgaier is able to get away now from Sanchez, leaves Nick Sanchez having to deal with Austin Hill now, who opens up the lane to driver's right.
A little closer to the front, the battle is on for the number 4 and 5 positions. That's where William Sawalich is getting a little bit antsy, working hard on the back bumper of the Sam Mayer machine. Up through the S's, Mayer able to hold him off, but William Sawalich has got some good speed as they crest the hill in turn 4.
That's the tightest battle right now among the top 10 as they race up the backstretch. Sam Mayer has that 4th position. Sawalich rounding out the top 5 as they make their way through the inner loop, picking up that Justin Allgaier battle just out of the top 5. Allgaier leads the 2nd pack of traffic. A car length now over Austin Hill, who has been able to clear the Nick Sanchez car.
Justin Allgaier in his bright orange Brandt Chevrolet works his way out of turn number five. He has moved around the Austin Hill machine, has Allgaier. Now he sets his sights on Kaz Grala. Grala still fighting with Sammy Smith for sixth.
Here comes the field back off turn number seven. Been noticing some smoke trailing deep in the field from the Garrett.
Trouble turn six. Two cars go spinning. One of them is Ryan Sieg. The other one looping around is Josh Balicki. Balicki now has slid into the gravel trap at the exit of turn six. He's trying to dig himself out, but I don't think he's going anywhere. A two-car crash in turn six.
We'll wait and see if the caution flag is put in the air or not. As of right now, it has not been put in the air. Ryan Sieg came into today's race only 17 points out of the cut line for the playoffs, and he's going to lose a ton of track position. And Kurt, the caution flag now flies.
A couple of drivers that were battling just outside of the top 24 position, Ryan Sieg and Josh Balicki. And as you heard Tim Catalfamo describe, Josh Balicki got off into the pea gravel, slid off broadside, as did Ryan Sieg. Sieg did not go quite as deep off the course. He was able to continue on his way. Balicki not quite so lucky. The driver from Wisconsin bringing out the first caution of the day.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Juice box. I'm a mom.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check. Oh, hot sauce. Take it.
Really? I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins, a balloon. Sweet one sack. I've got cupcakes in the car.
Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 per month on Experience Beyond. Finance agreement, $829.99 and qualifying boarding. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge. Payout via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Track safety crews working on getting the car of Josh Balicki removed from the gravel trap over near turn number six. And in fact, they are now making progress in getting that car dislodged. Under the caution flag, Connor Zilich is the race leader from Watkins Glen International. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Watkins Glen. We remind you to rev up those taste buds with Mission Foods. Fully loaded tacos, fast wraps, piled high nachos, whatever you crave, Mission will help you be race ready with easy to make recipes that will take your race day to the finish line. Now that's too fast, too tasty.
Again, working the caution flag for the first time today. Two cars got together over in turn number six, as described by Tim Catalfamo. Josh Balicki getting the worst of that. He got stuck in the pea gravel. They had to pull him out. He's been able to refire and continue on. The other driver, Ryan Sieg, 17 points out of the playoffs, and Kurt, not what they needed to start today's race to give up a ton of track position.
No, started deep in the pack and then fighting for position, just trying to make some progress in this first stage to get toward the front of the field, but did not go according to plan. Pit road is open. Here comes the field behind the pace car off turn number 7. Practically everybody in the top 10, the top 15, the top 20, all electing to stay on the racetrack at this very early juncture. Again, just some 5 laps into the event. 6 go on the board now. A reminder, lap number 20 will mark the conclusion of stage 1, but virtually no takers on pit road.
Just a couple of cars from the very back of the field. Jeremy Clements and Ryan Sieg, who was involved in that little dust up there, are going to make their way into pit lane. Todd, when you look at this, when you're limited with how many sets of Goodyear tires you can put on your car, does that help dictate the strategy, or is there other lines of thinking?
Well, there is an opportunity. I mean, you've got one extra set as you play this, but you hate to use it up on lap 4, and really, this is just about the lap that the tires should be coming in. So I don't know that I feel like there's an advantage to putting tires on here. Maybe getting yourself full of fuel here just opens up your opportunities later if you want to stretch something out. Most of these guys that came to pit road, we saw wrenches go in the windows. They're just trying to get their balance sorted out. Still working on trying to get the race balance they need coming from the back half of the field.
Long way to go here this afternoon. Connor Zilich is the race leader. Shane Van Gisberg in second as we continue to work under our first caution of the day. Then it's Taylor Gray in third, William Sawalich in fourth, and Sam Mayer completes the top 5. It's 1 to go, so next time by, we'll get the green flag and get back underway here in stage 1.
Connor Zilich, the race leader, has led now in every race since his return. And what I mean by that is he was injured, hurt his back in a hard crash at the Talladega Super Speedway back in the spring, had to sit out the next week at Texas Motor Speedway. Since then, Connor Zilich has been on an absolute tear, Kurt. He has finished no worse than 4th in every race since his return, including wins, second place finishes, so on and so forth. I take the back. He finished 5th in Mexico City. That was his worst one that he had.
It has been a remarkable campaign and just a terrific summer portion of the schedule for Connor Zilich. When he won here a year ago, and he won on debut in this NASCAR Xfinity Series, you know, there's the old showbiz expression, what do you do for an encore? He's followed up pretty well.
Yeah, he has. He is one of those drivers at such an early age to be able to come in and compete and handle himself, I think, impresses me more than anything, is how he handles himself outside of the race car. When the cameras and the microphones are around, when the race fans are around, the young man is wise and mature well beyond his years.
That is so important. Todd Gordon, you've no doubt watched that over the years. Talent's a great thing, but public relations with our race fans, that's also a big part of this.
Yeah, he's matured to the age of 30 in his 19-year-old frame. He's just so put together, and it seems like the sport slowed it down for him. We've got the pace car pulling away. We're just off of turn 6.
So we'll see how this plays out as we get set to come back under the green flag as it goes in the air from Andy Ashbeck, who's on top of the flag stand for us today in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. On the jump, Shane Van Gisberg in the driver's left is going to match Connor Zilich stride for stride down the front straightaway as they stand on the brakes and downshift in turn 1.
Zilich not able to make his getaway as he did on the initial start. As a matter of fact, SVG's got him by about a half a car length, but he's on the outside into turn number 2. That would be driver's left. Zilich powers by him, regains the lead, but not for long. Here comes SVG. Van Gisberg and Zilich side by side for the lead in turn 4.
Give Connor Zilich the top spot as they exit turn number 4 and race up the back straightaway. But SVG still right there within one car length as they're under braking into the bus stop, and now it through the corner they come, and William Sawalich battling for the second spot at the front of the field. Connor Zilich now by a car length. William Sawalich there in the second position, one car length back off 5.
Nice move by William Sawalich to get around Shane Van Gisbergen for the runner-up spot. Behind Shane Van Gisbergen in the fourth position, that is where you find Sam Mayer. Taylor Gray is 5th, side by side for 6th. Justin Allgaier and Sammy Smith fighting for that spot to turn 7.
Sammy Smith trying to move to driver's left, but Allgaier slams the door as they work their way off the turn 7 right-hander. William Sawalich riding in that second spot. Shane Van Gisbergen led at the restart day, but he's given up 2 spots since then.
He led going into turn 1, Kurt, but he never had the advantageous line. He was trying to go the long way around in turn 1 and turn 2. Wasn't quite able to pull it off. William Sawalich did a nice job of filling the hole to the inside. Driver's right, and that drop kicked SVG back to third. He's not happy about it, though. He's working hard on the back bumper of Sawalich.
Shane Van Gisbergen, a car length back in that third spot, just behind Sawalich upon entry into the inner loop, and that's allowing Connor Zilich the breakaway. He has built a healthy six-car advantage over this ongoing battle for second. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen peeking to the inside at the exit of turn five for the second spot.
Shane Van Gisbergen really hustling his Chevrolet Camaro right now around this road course, trying to get by William Sawalich, and they are door-to-door under braking, racing to turn six. Give the advantage to Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll power around Sawalich on the outside and take the second spot away.
William Sawalich will take a peek in the rearview mirror and see that lime green and white Ford Mustang of Sam Mayer beginning to close in as the black and orange Toyota of Sawalich tries to maintain that number three spot. Lots of company begins to stack up on the back door.
Yeah, they are all looking for daylight now as they work on William Sawalich. Sawalich has not given up the fight on Shane Van Gisbergen. SVG's got a lot of room to make up before he can reel in Connor Zilich. Zilich is gone by a good 20 to 22 car lengths in turn four.
He is all by himself at the front of the field right now, talking about race leader Connor Zilich. Back to Shane Van Gisbergen, about 20 car lengths back. He, in turn, pulling away from this ongoing battle for third through the inner loop. William Sawalich has it. Sam Mayer within a car length in the four spot. Taylor Gray, Justin Allgaier, all lined up behind him from fourth on back.
That's the race for this position. Again, single file out of the carousel. William Sawalich checks his mirror. He sees the white and green Ford Mustang of Sam Mayer about a half a car length behind him. Behind Mayer still is Taylor Gray. Behind Gray is Justin Allgaier. Further back, behind those drivers, Austin Hill side by side with Sammy Smith.
And still deeper in the pack, Carson Quapel.
Trouble turn six again. Two cars spin. One of them is the machine of Anthony Alfredo. The other one is Thomas Annunziata. Alfredo's able to grab a gear and drive away. So is Thomas Annunziata. They came together racing off of turn six, but we stay green and they both grab a gear and continue on.
We do stay under the green flag as the leaders flash across start finish. Let's pick up the leaders on the course.
Up turn, into turn number four and out onto the back. Straight away goes Connor Zilich. SVG has broken away. He runs all alone in second.
Shane Van Gisbergen slowly but surely closing in on race leader Connor Zilich, although still about 15 or so car lengths between the top two. Same distance back to William Sawalich in third. He has less of a cushion, though. Sam Mayer within one length, along with Taylor Gray, Justin Allgaier, and a bit of a gap back to Sammy Smith.
Behind Sammy Smith right now is the aforementioned Austin Hill. Hill right in the tire tracks of Sammy Smith, headed down the short straightaway. Behind Austin Hill, that's where you find Sheldon Creed and Nick Sanchez battling for a position. Creed has the spot in turn six. Sanchez, though, right in his back bumper to seven.
They make their way up off the corner. Back down the front straightaway they come as the second place car of Shane Van Gisbergen rockets by. He does have a little bit of what we call high-speed duct tape applied to the car that gets put on race cars after they've had contact with a wall or other race cars. Well, you might wonder, well, why is it on there? We're only 11 laps in the race. He hasn't made a pit stop yet. Well, Todd, that's because Shane Van Gisbergen and Sam Mayer got together in turn one in practice, and an innocent bystander in all of that was Christian Eckes.
Yeah, it actually ended up costing Christian Eckes. They had work to do. He didn't get a qualifying effort. Started 36. Shane Van Gisbergen was able to go qualify, had donuts on both sides of the car where the bodywork had been pushed in. These composite bodies popped back out. Sam Mayer did as well. Both those guys up front. Christian Eckes had a lot of speed in practice. He's come forward 12 spots at this point. He's up to 24th, working his way forward. Chris Willer?
Yeah, Todd, Christian Eckes actually talked to him before the race, and I said, how detrimental was the hit from Shane Van Gisbergen? And he said, we thought the whole rear end was going to be broke, but when they took it back behind the wall, turned out to just be cosmetic damage. So hopefully the speed for Christian Eckes is not eliminated with that contact in practice, because he had told me before then, and you mentioned the speed that they had. They were top three before everybody started to mock up for qualifying, and he said, this is the best road course car I've driven in quite a while. So Christian Eckes trying to march his way from the back, who didn't get to qualify, certainly thinks the speed is there, and we'll see what he can do. But again, detrimental in that hit from Shane Van Gisbergen. He caught the worst end of it there in practice.
unscheduled stop here early for Preston Pardes, came down pit road, now backs his vehicle up, gets ready to make the right-hand turn to head behind the wall. Zilich, Connor Zilich, leading by nearly 2.5 seconds over Shane Van Gisbergen.
The Virginia Lottery has mega news! Whoa, Mega Millions just got more mega, more millions! Now with a chance to multiply your non-jackpot prize up to 10 times and a higher jackpot starting at $50 million, all for just $5. So go grab a ticket before this news
gets any bigger!
Oh, too late.
To learn more, visit valottery.com/mega. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
8 laps into the current green flag run, and Connor Zilich just continues to expand on his lead. Now 3.1 seconds back to Shane Van Gisbergen in second, William Sawalich third, followed by Sam Mayer fourth. Justin Allgaier gets around Taylor Gray. That'll move Allgaier into the top five for the first time this afternoon. 7 laps to go in stage one. From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Watkins Glen. We are just 14 laps into the 82 that make up the Mission 200 at the Glen on this Saturday afternoon for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So far, Connor Zilich has led all but one lap. His teammate Shane Van Gisbergen led the other. Again, Zilich currently the race leader. Talked about the fact at the top of the broadcast that Junior Motorsports has been dominant in recent years in this NASCAR Xfinity Series when we come to this particular location. Currently, 1-2 in the running order, and another of the Junior Motorsports cars, Sammy Smith. Alex, he's been back in the eighth position. He's had a pretty good battle going on there throughout the last couple of laps with Austin Hill.
Yeah, he has. Hill was able to maintain the seventh spot, Sammy Smith having to deal with Sheldon Creed as well. You know, Junior Motorsports has won the last three races here at Watkins Glen International in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, but Junior Motorsports as a whole just absolutely flogging the competition this season. They've won 12 races this year in the Xfinity Series with six different drivers. Connor Zilich has won the most, then Justin Allgaier has won, Sammy Smith, Kyle Larson, Daniel Suarez, and Shane Van Gisbergen. Carson Quapel, the only one yet to bust into the winner's circle, but he's come close a couple of different times.
One of the Junior Motorsports cars, Justin Allgaier at the wheel, back in the fifth position, trying to hold off Taylor Gray as they head toward turn number six.
And Justin Allgaier has been doing a nice job of trying to keep in front of Taylor Gray. Gray, though, has not allowed Justin Allgaier to get out of his sights. They remain one car length apart.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier needing something positive as far as the finishes go here as of late after getting off to a hot start, 3 wins in the first 14 races. Well, the last 8 races of the season, Allgaier only has 1 top 5 finish and an average finish of 20th. In the first 14 races, he led 638 total laps. Since the last eight races, he's only led 48 laps. So Justin Allgaier needing something positive, Kurt, and looks like he's off to a good start today.
Yeah, he is. So far, so good. Yeah, running 9 seconds behind the race leader, Connor Zilich, but nonetheless does have a position in the top five. Now, hearing reports of a couple of teams that may choose to short pit, as the saying goes here in stage number one, to pit before the stage ends. Right now, just a little under three laps to go in this opening stage. Of course, the idea is an eye toward track position coming up later on in the event. So Connor Zilich, his lead is out to 4+ seconds. Shane Van Gisbergen rides in second, but Alex reports that we may see Shane on pit road here very shortly.
We'll find out. Here comes race leader Connor Zilich off turn seven. He's going to stay on the track and keep digging. Three to go in stage number one, and indeed, Shane Van Gisbergen from second place peels off the racetrack. He'll stop in front of Chris Wilner.
Pitting here on lap number 17, SVG takes his Chevrolet. The crew already on the left side. It's going to be a four Goodyear tire change, and they're going to pack it full of Sunoco fuel. Shane said, got very, very loose, especially on the right-hand turns. I need help getting through those. They're going to make adjustment as well as they continue their stop. More cars in front of me as well. Cas Grala is in, Riley Herbst is in, and Williams Wallach, also complaining of lack of drive-off, is down on pit road. See Post?
Sam Mayer's in his car to lose. The drive-off is the same complaint for him. He brings the Ford Mustang in. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Also in is Sammy Smith. The pilot colors on the Chevy Camaro. Sammy Smith brings the car in. Going to be four tires. Chassis adjustment on that automobile. Down and away goes Sammy Smith. Austin Green also brings his car in to the attention of the crew here on lap 17.
Keep in mind, the next time by, when the leader crosses start finish, it'll be two laps to go in the opening stage, and at that point, pit road will close. Todd Gordon, are you surprised by the number of teams choosing to short pit stage one?
No, this makes sense to me that a lot of guys will come here. Here comes Connor Zilich coming to pit road. He's the only guy that could come with two to go because he had the rest of them trapped when he came by the line. So here he comes one lap later down pit road.
So Connor Zilich at pit road speed will give up the race lead. Justin Allgaier will fly by, begin the final lap of the stage. Zilich makes his way to pit lane in front of Steve Post.
Hugs the steering wheel to the right. They invert the cars here, pit them backward, if you will. So he brings it in. The crew around to the left side first. No visible adjustments on the car. They've been preaching to him, save your brakes, save your tires, save your fuel. Going to be now around to the right side of the car. Right side tires off, right side tires on. Sunoco fuel plugged in, and Connor Zilich is down and away.
So just under two laps to go now here in the opening stage of the race, as Justin Allgaier, as Alex described, inherited the race lead after Connor Zilich chose to work his way down pit road. So getting close to that point when stage points will be paid out for the first time here this afternoon, and also a valuable playoff point.
Yeah, so Allgaier and Taylor Gray are the two now that are really getting after it, trying to be the ones that are going to win the stage. Justin Allgaier or Taylor Gray working their way into turn number six and now off the corner as they make their way into turn seven here, Kurt. Allgaier leads Taylor Gray by a car length and a half.
Keep in mind, Justin Allgaier, the driver tied with Connor Zilich in that battle for the regular season championship coming into today's race. Zilich choosing to go to pit road and short pit the stage. Allgaier stays on the racetrack looking for a playoff point. The final lap of stage one, the leaders in turn one.
They've spent most of this opening stage battling for the number five position, and it's been a very entertaining battle to watch. Now it's for the number one spot as the leaders in front of them pull off to go to pit road. Justin Allgaier by two car lengths now over Gray as they hit turn four.
Battle for the lead, battle for the opening stage win, enters the back straightaway. It is Justin Allgaier by a car length over Taylor Gray in the second spot, who peaks to driver's right upon entry into the inner loop but can't make a move. It's still Allgaier now into turn number five. Here comes Gray with a run into the corner. No room on the inside. Allgaier leads onto the short straightaway.
Justin Allgaier and Taylor Gray nose to tail, close together, fighting for the race lead and the win in stage number one. Gray looking to the outside and now the inside. Allgaier throwing the block as they go to turn number six. They head to seven for the final time in stage one.
Who's going
to
win? And the stage as the green and white checkered flag is poised and ready to go in the air. They pour off turn number seven. Justin Allgaier hard on the gas. Justin Allgaier will win stage number one of the Mission Foods 200. Taylor Gray will finish the stage in the number two spot. Sheldon Creed will come across the line and finish the stage third. Kurt, We got to wait a little while before the rest of the top 10 make it around after this green flag pit cycle.
Gives us a chance to point out that Justin Allgaier just collected 10 stage points. And again, that is crucial in his battle to be the regular season champion. That has been an intense fight at the top of those regular season standings. The caution comes out now signifying the end of stage one. So the green and white checkered flag simultaneously with the caution flag. Again, Justin Allgaier wins the opening stage. Taylor Gray comes across in second. It is Sheldon Creed in third, Nick Sanchez fourth, Jesse Love fifth, Harrison Burton sixth, Dean Thompson in seventh, Parker Retzloff in eighth, Ryan Sieg in ninth, Matt DiBenedetto completes the stage in tenth.
Mission Foods is proud to be the official tortilla, wrap, and tortilla chip company of Watkins Glen International. Fully loaded tacos, fast wraps, piled high nachos. Whatever you crave, Mission will help you be race ready with easy to make recipes that will take your race day to the finish line. So keep your racing delicious and enjoy all the mouth-watering action. Brought to you by Mission Foods. Now that's too fast, too tasty.
Whether it's handling NASCAR's toughest tracks or on your personal car, Goodyear has a tire for you. Visit Goodyear.com to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology and innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Justin Allgaier gets his eighth stage win of the season. That leads all drivers from Watkins Glen International. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back with you at Watkins Glen, working under the caution flag for the second time here today. This one coming out for the conclusion of stage number one. A lot of drivers stopped earlier back at lap 17. No one, though, among the top 14 in the current running order has yet been to pit lane. So we check down at the entrance to pit road. Pit road remains closed at this time.
It's a great opportunity to bring in a special guest here on the Motor Racing Network as we run the Mission Foods 200 at the Glen. Butch Leitzinger, a representative of Mission Foods, stepping in and joining us, gave the command to fire engines. And Butch, first of all, great to talk to you. Great to meet you in person here. Been a big fan watching you race sports cars, not just here, but all around the globe. So welcome to the Motor Racing Network.
Well, thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure to come up here, and I've just been having a great time, doing a little glory days reliving of the NASCAR races I raced here. This is such a great venue, and the racing has been fantastic.
Butch, when you come back to the track, you were down trackside earlier, part of the pre-race ceremonies. You're looking out the window now at the front stretch. Ever get the urge to want to jump back in a car here at Watkins Glen?
Unfortunately, somewhere between when I stopped racing and now, I got a little bit of rationality, and I see how good they are, and I'm quite happy to let the professionals do it, and I'm happy to watch them.
Yeah, Alex, okay, Butch is being modest.
Yeah.
Any race car driver would love to have this guy's resume.
No doubt, a 3-time Rolex 24 Daytona winner, of course, champion in IMSA, Grand Am Sports Car Racing. If you've run it, you've more than likely won it and won championships at it. But you're a long time association with Mission Foods. How did that come about with the chairman of Mission Foods, Juan Gonzalez?
Well, yeah, Juan Gonzalez, as you said, chairman of Mission Foods, is a real car guy. He's a racer. I started racing with him 30 years ago, where he has some fantastic cars. A Porsche 962 is the first car that I drove with him, which is, for people who don't know, is just a beast of a sports car. And, I've been racing with him forever. And, he's been getting more and more active in motorsports involvement with Mission Foods. And but it's not like just something where it's just like a vanity project with him. You know, he actually really is very thorough and wants the numbers to come back. And and he's seen that his involvement in motorsports has increased the awareness of the product and also increased the consumption of the product.
Butch, stay with us. We're going to go trackside right now because pit road is open. Let's check in first with Chris Wilmer.
Sheldon Creed finished third in stage number one. The Haas factory driver complaining of left side grip. Said, I got really tight once the car would load in the center of the corner. It even built into a slight vibration. They're going to make a significant air pressure adjustment. Four tires of Sunoco fuel. He's on his way. Jeff Burton is in. Also, Riley Herbst for the second time pitted lap 17. He comes down to top off with fuel. Steve Post.
Four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel for Justin Allgaier reported his car was just a little bit tight and he wished he could race off in the corners a little bit better. Wishing he could race a little bit better off the corners was Taylor Gray as well. His car was a little bit loose. He gets pit service here on lap 22. Jesse Love is in, also getting four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
And that is the report on the pit lane on lap number 22. Others stayed on the track that came to pit road before the end of the stage. Connor Zilich will retake the race lead as we continue visiting with motorsports legend Butch Leitzinger here on the Motor Racing Network, a representative of Mission Foods. And you see pit stops taking place down here. What is it about Watkins Glen that you love so much about this race course?
Well, I mean, I pretty much grew up here. The first time I came up here, I think I was three with my dad racing. And, my first professional race was here. We actually had a 24-hour race. We were just talking. So we raced all through the night here. And this place gets really dark, let me tell you. I was starting to worry about that last night with the truck race, that we might actually have to, at least I had headlights. They were going to have to go into it. But it's just such a great flowing track. You know, it's the track was made in the 60s or 50s, and it was before everything had to be like really slow, this like very fast high speed, and it's really rewarding. Like all the drivers you'll talk to, when you do a lap well here, it's really you feel good about it.
We often talk, Butch, about the great history of this racetrack. When you were a kid, you would come to races here. Any names,